From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The Russian Defense Ministry says a military plane with 92 people on board, including a popular military choir, crashed in the Black Sea Sunday shortly after taking off from the resort town of Sochi. Mourners of the Alexandrov Ensemble are gathering outside the choir's office in Moscow to pay tribute to the members who were killed in the plane crash. This man says he has been in the choir for a year and knew almost all of the people in the ensemble, and he came to mourn those killed in the crash. Officials say debris from the aircraft and some bodies have been found just off the Russian coast. President Vladimir Putin declared Monday a nationwide day of mourning on a national televised address early Sunday. Putin said a thorough investigation into the cause of the crash will be done, and he will do everything to support the families of the victims. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is voicing outrage at a UN Security Council vote calling for an end to further settlement activity in the occupied territories, and said he ordered his government to withhold $8 million to fund five UN institutions. Netanyahu called the U.S. abstention and the resolution itself shameful, in his words, and he said his government would ignore its provisions. Netanyahu also called or recalled Israel's ambassadors to New Zealand and Senegal, two of the resolution's four sponsors, and suspended Israeli aid programs to the West African nation. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Pope Francis urged peace around the world Sunday as he made his traditional Christmas address. Speaking from the balcony of the St. Peter's Basilica, Francis spoke of those suffering through the Syrian war and urged the international community to find a negotiated solution to the conflict. Francis also spoke of the victims of terrorism in his annual address, following the truck attack in Berlin that left 12 dead and dozens more injured. The pontiff said, "Peace to those who have lost a person dear to them as a result of brutal acts of terrorism, and to those who have sown fear and death into the hearts of so many countries and cities." Pope Francis also urged Israelis and Palestinians to have the courage and the determination to write a new page of history, where hate and revenge give way to the will to build together a future of mutual understanding and harmony. Parts of the Philippines are reeling Sunday from a powerful typhoon that made landfall. The Weather Service in Manila says Typhoon Noctin, with gusts of 235 kilometers per hour, struck Sunday evening on a remote island. Tens of thousands of residents have been evacuated from coastal regions, where forecasters are warning about possible huge waves, floods, and landslides. Noctin is expected to reach densely populated areas of the Philippines, including the capital Manila, in the coming hours through Monday. A powerful earthquake struck southern Chile Sunday, prompting authorities to issue a tsunami warning. There were no immediate reports of damage or injuries. The U.S. Geological Survey said the tremor had a magnitude of 7.7 and was centered 40 kilometers southwest of Chile's sparsely populated southern coast. It was the third earthquake this month of a 7.7 magnitude or higher along the quake-prone Pacific Rim, sometimes referred to as the Ring of Fire. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump says he intends to dissolve his charitable foundation, which is currently under investigation in New York State, in an effort to avoid any conflicts of interest before he takes office next month. Trump gave no timeline for closing the Donald J. Trump Foundation, but a spokeswoman for the Attorney General's office told Reuters news agency the president-elect cannot shutter the foundation while the investigation is ongoing. In October, the New York State Attorney General ordered Trump's charitable foundation to immediately stop soliciting contributions because it was not registered in the state to seek public donations. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.